This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Gabi, minamahal kong mga kabarangay. Ako po inyong Kuya Rene, dito po sa ating barangay New Zealand. Welcome po kayo dito sa Free FM 89.0 sa Hamilton, Waikato Region and podcasting sa www.freefm.org.nz. mga kuntil-butil na mga impormasyon, kuro-kuro, balita at musika dito po sa Barangay New Zealand. Kasama po ang inyong kaibigan Simpapawid, ang inyong Barangay Big Brother, ang inyong Kuya Rene, dito po sa Barangay New Zealand.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Tayo ng magkape at pandasal. Ito po si Cardinal Chito Tagle ng Manila. Pagnilayan po natin, patahimikin ang hangin at dagat. Patahimikin ang hangin at dagat. Kaya ba nga natin gawin yun? Hindi ba si Jesus lamang ang nakagawa niyan? Nang gilalas ang mga alagad, natakot nang mapatahimik niya ang mabangis na hangin at dagat. Magagawa ba natin yun? Hindi natin mapapantayan o magagaya ang ginawa ni Jesus. Subalit sa ating sariling kakayanan, may magagawa tayo. Ang hangin ay pabigat ng pabigat at parumi ng parumi. Sumisigaw na ang hangin dahil hindi na niya gusto ang sarili niyang amoy. Tatahimik ang hangin kung hindi natin siya bubugahan ng usok, mataas na karbon at masangsang na amoy ng ating basura. Nangangalit ang dagat dahil hinahaluan natin ang kanyang magandang mundo sa kalaliman ng plastic, basura at lasong kemikal. Tatahimik ang dagat kung igagalang at aalagaan natin ito. O Diyos, salamat sa hangin at dagat. Patawad po sa aming pagsira sa kanila. Amen.
Yeah.
Welcome back mga kabarangay dito po sa ating Barangay New Zealand powered by NetKapihan. Ako po inyong kaibigan sa impapawid ng inyong Kuya Rene, ang inyong Direk Rene dito po sa ating programa, Barangay New Zealand Podcast. At nako, napaka-interesting na naman po ang ating ano. Siyempre, palagi naman interesting eh. Kasi talagang naghahanap po tayo ng magagandang mga kwento. Kwentuhan, chikahan po tayo dito sa Barangay New Zealand. At ito po isang later ko lang nalaman na siya po isang guro. Siya po ay nagtuturo ng ECE, Early Childhood Education. At marami pa siyang ibang mga ganap, pero pag-uusapan po natin ang kanyang hindi naman hobby eh. Ano nito? Sports na 'to, paddling, no? So ito po, pasok mo natin sa stream ang ating panauhin si Ana Rodriguez. Ana, hello, Ana.
Hi! Good evening, Kuya Rene. It's nice to see you again.
Okay, nice to see you also, Ana. At ito po, si Ana po, ang Alon Dragon, isa sa mga founders po, no?
Yes.
A couple of weeks ago, ay pinature po natin ang grupong Alon Dragon. So ngayon, solo lang si Ana kasi meron siyang magandang kwento eh. So Ana, put into context, taga saan ka sa atin sa Pilipinas?
Taga Paco, Manila po. Doon po ako lumaki. Okay. Yes.
Doon sa ano, yung sa may ano, sa may simbahan, simbahan ng Paco,
malapit
ba 'yun?
Malapit po kami doon sa simbahan.
Oh. So doon ka rin nag-aral, I suppose sa nung high school and college sa area na 'yon?
Sa Taft area din po. Doon din po.
Lasalista ka ba? Sa Lasal ka ba?
Saints ko po ako nung high school, grade school, high school, and then nung college, Philippine Normal po. Talagang teacher na teacher. Philippine Normal tayo.
So, sa PNU ka pala, anong pinaka-ano mo, major mo noon sa PNU?
Early childhood po, early childhood
early
education.
Early childhood na,
tapos,
talaga.
Minor in special ed.
Oh, yun talaga yung ano, yung gusto mo, Ana, maging guro?
Yes. Nung high school ako, we were very active. The school also was very active in outreach activities. Mm-hmm. And then, growing up as well, my family was very active in church, in our church group. And then we would always have like missions or outreach activities as well. So there were a few instances na yung mga outreach activities namin, pupunta kami sa mga malapit sa mga tren, ilalim ng tren, tapos we would immerse ourselves into different communities as well. And then ang gagawin namin doon usually with the yung sa school, magtuturo kami ng mga kids. So meron nun, may program na every Saturday that you would go to those areas and help them out. Like either parang tuturuan mo yung mga bata or parang feeding program. Sa church naman namin for a time, we had a feeding program as well. And then I had to deal, like you get to see different kids as well. And ayun, parang doon namulat na, parang gusto ko itong ginagawa ko na nagtuturo, being with the kids, seeing how innocent and fun and curious they are. So, doon nag-start na gusto ko pala maging teacher.
Maging teacher, oo. Gaano katagal ka nagturo sa atin, sa Pilipinas, sa Ana?
I think probably 5 years. 5 years din ako nagturo.
5 years, okay. Bago ka nagturo sa ibang bansa. Mamaya, pag-usapan natin yan, ano? Meron pala kaming something in common ni Ana. Kasi ako, taga Zamboanga ako, no? Pero yung elementary hanggang high school, yung eskwelahan namin parang branch ng, no? Kasi ang original name noon, Zamboanga Normal School. Tapos naging Zamboanga College, naging Zamboanga State College, hanggang sa ngayon Western Mindanao State University, no? So, connection natin sa normal. Kasi normal. Ano yun, 19? Oo, 19 something. Actually, yung lola ko, isa sa mga umakyat tuloy. Pumunta siya sa Manila para to get some courses sa Philippine Normal, no?
Mm-hmm.
At premiadong teacher education institution kasi ang Philippine Normal, no? So, ang focus talaga is sa teacher education. Kaya, nice. First time ako maka-interview ng taga PNU.
Usually, ah, talaga po?
Oo, usually mga taga-ibang eskwelahan na nagtuturo ng education. Kaya,
Parehas pala tayong normal.
oh, normal tayo, hindi tayo abnormal na.
Hindi tayo
Yun nga
abnormal.
tawag sa amin, kasi sa Zamboanga, so may mga ibang eskwelahan, no? So sa amin, tawag sa amin, mga normal yan, parang ganon. Ibig sabihin, taga-normal, parang taga-normal yan, o mga normal yan, parang ganon.
Parehas din po sa amin noon. Parang, asan ka? Sa normal. Mga normal din kami.
Kasi doon kayo sa kanto ng ano, Ayala Boulevard, tsaka ano to.
Opo. Yung, malapit sa City Hall.
Avenue. Kasi nga, lingid sa kaalaman ni Ana at iba pang mga tagapakinig natin, eh, ako medyo bad boy ako nung ako yung nag-aaral sa undergrad. Apat na universidad ako bago nakatapos. Isa dyan, yung Adamson University, halos katabi ng Philippine Normal. But anyway, this is, itong podcast, hindi ito tungkol sa akin, ito tungkol kay Ana.
Dapat at, meron po kayo isa pang episode na tungkol sa ano.
Kaya nga, eh, yung nung kausap ko si na Ana, no, yung grupo ng Alon Dragon, so, na actually alam ko na, no, na meron pang ibang ano to, ibang activity na ginagawa si Ana. So sabi ko, I will have a special, ano, yung kaming dalawa lang para maano natin, makwento ng gusto. Pero after teaching 5 years sa Pilipinas, lumipat ka ng Singapore, am I correct? Doon ka nagturo?
Yes. Nagturo po ako sa Singapore for another 7 years, but still in early childhood pa rin. Early childhood education, early childhood sector. 7 years and a few months.
Okay.
Yeah, matagal din.
Oo. So, bago ka after ng Singapore and then you came to Aotearoa. Yun na ba
yun? Yes. Opo. Straight from Singapore.
Straight from Singapore.
To Auckland.
To Auckland, oo. So, gaano katagal na ka na nagtuturo dito sa atin?
Sa Auckland
New
po. I've been here since 2023. Latter part of 2023. So,
wow. So
almost 1 year and a half.
So you have nearly 15 years teaching experience, ECE, parang trained and honed and, you know, yun yung iyong focus. At hindi lang focus, I think, yun talaga yung gusto mo, Ana, di ba? Yung parang yung kids and yung mga activities, ganun-ganun, no? Now, ito naman tungkol sa paddling, no, yung pagpapaddle, no, yung ito nga yung Alon Dragon. Pero prior to this, membro ka na or involved ka na dito sa paddling? Sa Pilipinas ba involved ka na?
Hindi po. Sa Singapore po ako nag-start. So nag-start doon ko lang start yung dragon boat journey ko. Actually, it's funny thing was I had a high school classmate nung nasa Philippines pa ako, nung nagtuturo pa ako sa Philippines, inaaya na niya ako na mag-dragon boat. Tapos sa Manila Bay sila nagda-dragon boat. Tapos sabi ko pa
yes,
rin, ayoko, lalaki yung braso ko, ayoko. Tapos lagi ako humihindi. Tapos funny enough, when I moved to Singapore, kami ng mga friends ko, parang maghanap ba ng ibang libangan? Kasi ano lang kami nung mga time na yon, party-party, inom-inom, parang ganun lagi yung weekends. Tapos parang nag-shift yung ano namin na do something active, more active or sporty. So we tried out for the Dragon Boat session. Mm-hmm. There was a newbie session or rookie session sa Singapore. I was with Filipino Dragons Singapore back then. So it was a Filipino expat team. So doon po ako nag-start. Tapos una pa parang pa-cute lang kami. Tapos,
maraming guwapo siguro, ano?
Madaling mga borta, malalaki muscles. Tapos, pa-cute lang kami, tatlo kaming girls doon kami ng friends ko. Tapos pa-cute lang kami doon. Tapos eventually, when we were introduced to the races, pinapasali na kami ng mga races kahit bago pa lang. Parang exposure. Parang I love the adrenaline sa sports, of that sport. So, I continued on and, yeah, I stayed with Filipino Dragon Singapore for a few years. And then, during the pandemic, I joined another team as well. It's Race to Share. It's a non-profit team that focused on kind of building the Filipino community, especially for the migrant workers, Filipino migrant workers in Singapore, na parang to use sports as, you know, alibangan for them
Yes.
during the weekend. So something meaningful for them to do. So I also paddled with them for one race, one event, and then I moved with German Dragon Singapore, which was the German expat team. So before moving here in
So talagang ano yung from being pakyut-pakyut naging acute na. Talagang acute na talagang
hindi na.
Focus ko sa ano.
Opo. Tapos parang ako, wow. Tapos during that time as well, me and my friends, we were actively trying different sports. So while doing Dragon Boat, we were also training for runs, yung mga 10km run, 5km run. I would do individual swims, like open water swims. So 2km, 5km swims.
Wow.
And then also aquathlon. So it's like triathlon without the bike portion. So it's swim and run. So yun, so very active. So kind of outside of my teaching life, my weekends and my out of work life revolved around training for the sports that I was trying out. So, and I kind of loved it that parang, wow, kaya pala ng katawan ko gawin to. So, yun yung pinaka-motivation ko na parang, ang galing ng katawan. Kasi akala ko nun parang, wala, tumatanda na tayo. Hindi na kaya ng katawan. Pero kaya pa pala, like, ang galing. Ipupush mo lang konti yung katawan mo, okay. Parang, ang galing.
Yeah. Ana, dun sa ano, sa Singapore, ano ba yung ano doon, yung teaching time? Ano bang oras ang pagtuturo? Monday to Friday din doon, ano?
For nung sa Singapore po, I worked in a childcare. So we would work Mondays to Saturdays.
Saturday, oo.
Oo. Tapos po yung pero yung Saturdays po namin once a month lang yung duty mo. So it's open every Saturday. So iba-ibang taong, iba-ibang staff ang naka-roster every Saturday. Pero longer ang working hours doon because the operating hours of the childcare is longer as well.
Ah. So parang dito sa atin, 'di ba, yung sa New Zealand, yung parang after school and before school, parang ganon, 'di ba, yung iniiwan yung mga kids pag tapos na yung klase kasi pipick upin sila later ng parents. Ganon din ba yung sa Singapore?
Sa Singapore po hindi kasi more on ano talaga siya, parang yun yung preschool. It's just that parang may kasamang care. So, may kasama. Kunwari, meals, lahat ng meals ng mga bata doon nila ginagawa sa school or nagpapatulog kami ng mga bata for the younger age group. Bibigyan, meron silang mag-milk feed pa sila. So, titimplahan mo sila ng gatas. For a certain time before the pandemic, we would also like have shower routines for the children. So, after they have lunch, paliliguan namin yung mga bata, tapos patutulugin. But in between those routines, we would also have like curriculum time. So, medyo mas double effort yung doon kasi nagtuturo ka na, tapos meron ka pang parang care routines together with that. So, yun po.
So, palagay ko, may storytelling time ka rin doon, no? Kasi mga bata, di ba?
Opo. Opo.
Did you incorporate any of our, ano, kwento ng tungkol sa Pilipinas? Iba, mga alamat, mga ganon? Or more modern sila din sa...
Ang maganda rin po sa Singapore because it's a melting pot of cultures. Like, di ba, may Chinese culture, may Indian culture, may Malaysian, Malay culture. Like, and they're very open with other cultures. So we would have like events na parang multicultural day, parang ganun po. Na you can share your different ethnicities and then your culture or like stories or something like that.
Wow. And so after 7 years, bakit New Zealand ang iyong pinili para magturo? Not Australia, America, Canada, or but New Zealand?
Ang pinaka na-attract ako sa New Zealand was the work-life balance.
Okay.
Yeah. So coming from Singapore, which is a very fast-paced city, fast-paced work life, long hours, it's very work-centric. Parang ano na muna tayo? Pahinga tayo ng konti. Papaless ng stress. Ganun. So, kaya yun yung gusto ko. Like, kasi nung sa Singapore po talaga, kahit na after nung 10 hours na shift mo, na 9
Okay.
hours na shift mo, nag-uuwi ka pa ng paperworks, ang dami mo pang ginagawang paperworks. At least dito, wala masyadong, hindi ganun ka-heavy sa paperworks because a lot of the curriculum also is either play-based. So, sa ano po kasi Singapore, medyo mas structured, parang siyang elementary curriculum na mas
Mas
ginawang
intense.
bay. Oo, intense siya for ano, kahit na preschool pa lang.
Anong age ng mga bata mo nung nagtuturo ka sa Singapore?
Usually, ang pinaka lagi kong hawak na age group is toddler age. So that's 1.5 years old to 2.5, 3 years old. So most of my teaching career, majority nun was teaching that age group. When I first taught in Manila, nagturo ako ng grade school, ng prep at grade 1. And then during that time, it was a special school. So mainstream school siya. So doon ako nakatry ng ibang age group. And then coming here in New Zealand, I also did the same age group, the toddler age group, the 2-year-old to 3 years old. And then this year, it was kind of different for me because I'm teaching the older age group, which is the 3 to 5. So I get to experience different things, which is nice also, like trying to challenge
That's
myself
right.
and coming out of my comfort zone.
But some of your older students, dati mo silang estudyante dito sa New Zealand, di ba? Ngayon, ano na sila, 5 years old. So you're teaching them earlier also. Or bago sila.
Sorry?
Itong mga tinuturoan mong older ngayon, they were your students prior or mga bagong estudyante na ito?
Bagong estudyante na po kasi lumipat po ako ng work this year. So bagong estudyante naman to.
So nung pupunta ka na ng New Zealand and nagpa-paddling ka na sa Singapore, di ba? So nung naisip mo pupunta ka na New Zealand, naisip mo na ba or you read about, may mga nagpa-paddle din pala sa New Zealand, parang ganun?
Actually po, akala ko magre-retire na ako sa pagpa-paddle. Nung lumipat ako dito, sabi ko parang wala. Parang wala, hindi masyado, wala masyadong dragon boat dito. Hindi pa siya masyadong known. Ang alam ko dito is Wakaama or yung Outrigger Canoe, yung very popular dito. So I was thinking like, oh maybe I could try that. Still a water sport pero iba iba. So, but then one of the Allen Dragon co-founder, Mel Rose, who I met in Singapore. We were teammates back in Singapore. So, nag-invite sa akin na may Dragon Boat team dito. So, sali. So, nagsali-sali kami ng iba-ibang Dragon Boat team. Like, ayun po. Kaya parang ako, kaya pa pala. Balik Dragon Boat ulit tayo. So, it was very fun. It was also a way to kind of kill the homesickness. Kasi parang minsan naho-homesick ka, lalo pag minsan winter or di ba ang weather pa naman dito pa bago-bago. So minsan hindi tayo sanay, lalo galing tayo sa tropical country na laging maaraw, laging mainit, tapos biglang dito gloomy. So minsan nakakalungkot or nakaka-homesick. So this was my way, even back in Singapore, also my way of, you know, battling homesickness and trying to, you know, find something meaningful and also something in ano.
And then so now we go to yung group nyo, yung mga Filipinos na nagpa-paddle, nagda-dragon boat, you decided to form yourself into what is known as Allen Dragon. So itong Allen Dragon ngayon, it's a existing group na, no? Dun sa mga gustong makakaalam, de puntahan nyo po yung podcast namin ni Ana tsaka yung iba pang mga founders ng Allen Dragon, makikita niyo yung kwentuhan doon. Kasi gusto ko rin tutukan kasi si Ana is the first Filipina na magiging miyembro po ng New Zealand team, no, ng Dragon na boat, no? At ito po yung New Zealand Black Dragons, di ba?
Yes,
Ana?
Po.
Hey,
yes,
congratulations.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, so yeah, I tried out for the national team. So this will be the national team that will represent New Zealand in the World Championships this July sa Germany.
Okay. Earlier po, siguro a year ago, ay na-interview naman natin sa ating podcast si Jordan, no, from Christ Church. Siya naman ang naging miyembro din ng Dragon Boat Team at nag-compete yata sila nung time sa Thailand yata. No?
Yes, so, meron yes.
Meron tayong first Filipino, meron tayong first Filipina. So, kompleto
yes.
na po. So, itong I suppose you're deep into training and many other things dito para sa... Kailan ulit yung competition sa Germany?
Sa Germany po in July.
In July, oo.
Yes, mid-July po yung ano competition.
At syempre, hindi naman ganun kadali yung training. At the same time, hindi rin ganun kadali ang gastos, no?
Kaya tayo ay
mag-aapila sa ating mga tagapakinig.
Yes.
Ilalagay po natin yan, ating contact details ni Anna. Kasi para matulungan natin si Anna na yung mga costing, yung mga kung ano-ano. Pati dasal na rin, siyempre, di ba? Yung
yes.
dasal natin na maging maayos ang kanyang pagpunta sa Germany. At siyempre, ito yung buong team. Eh. Team natin yan. Eh. New Zealand team mm-hmm. yan. Eh. So, ano yan? Talagang full support tayo. So, Anna, meron kang mga ano? Meron ka bang parang meron ako nakita may mga parakol ka na parang yung ba yun na ano? Ha?
Ay, sa Allen Dragon po yun. Meron po kaming paraffle. So, simultaneously, kami sa Allen Dragon po, we're also trying to raise funds so that mm-hmm. we have enough funds to get equipments for the team mm-hmm. since we just started noong March. And uh-oh. Yeah, we're trying to get funds for the team for like vests, mm-hmm. flotation devices, paddles, and uniforms as well. And mm-hmm. also, para din when, and we were also trying to look for sponsors. So when we start the racing season, and then we would register for a race, the paddlers mm-hmm. or the members will get subsidized for the race fees.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay, good. At syempre, maraming multitasking si Anna, nagtuturo na, careful na ngayon. At winter na, so malamig na. Tapos ito nga, nagtitraining ka pa rin kahit winter, di ba? Kasi July na yung ano. Parang ano, iba ba ang training? Siyempre, iba yung klima, winter, di ba? Magkaiba ba yung training ng ano? Sa summer at sa winter?
Parehas lang din naman po yung intensity. Very competitive pa rin po ang training. Hmm. It's just that malamig yung kailangan mag-layer ng damit. Or... maging ready lang kasi pag nahawakan na ng kamay mo yung tubig, minsan nagmamanhid na yung kamay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wala kayong gloves, di ba? Kamay talaga yun, di ba? Hindi nag-gloves.
Kasi
diba?
Kahit na mag-gloves ka, mababasa din naman po yung gloves. Yung kung alin yung ginagamit mo para sa water. Okay. Yes.
Pero yung di ba, bago kayo, di ba? Ako, parang kung magpapaddle, bago pupunta sa tubig, di ba, meron kayo yung sa land lang, di ba, nagtitraining, di ba, parang gano'n.
Opo, nagwa-warm up muna po kami para bawas ang injury. Bawas na ma-injure, tumatanda na tayong lahat.
Tsaka pag nakikita ko yung ano, nagtitraining ang Allen Dragon, parang masaya eh, parang nakangiti sila, parang gano'n. So siguro dun sa mga tagapanood, tagapakinig, gusto nyong sumali sa Allen Dragon, di ba nagtitrain kayo on a Saturday? Is it Saturday?
Yes. So every Saturday, 7:30 a.m. at Love Luck Track in Sandringham. So we would do runs there and also some circuit exercises para ano pa rin tayo, fit pa rin tayo during the winter and when the race season starts.
So 7:30 hanggang kailan yung ano nyo, dyan sa Sandringham, yung training?
Usually po 7:30 hanggang 8:30 or 9 o'clock. And then after nun, nagchichikahan. Kaya tumatagal. So nagdadala-dala. Oo, may nagdadala ng kape, may nagdadala ng pagkain, and then chikahan. And it's also...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
It's also a good way since we are trying to recruit more members in Allen Dragon. It's a good way for us to get to know the new members as well. Hindi lang namin sila pinahirapan sa training at pinagod sa training, but also, you know, bond with them. Because One of the vision also of Alon Dragon is make it fun for the members and for people to also love the sport and love the community and build the community.
Yung ano, yung nakalimutan ko na ibigay, alam mo naman kasi kuya mo, thunders na. Nakalimutan ko ibigay sa, after tayo nag-chat, ni-message ko si Amba Akira. Sabi niya, yes, ano, you give my number to her. I mean, hindi ko na, so mamaya ibibigay ko sa iyo. Kasi nung kinuwento ko yung ano na-inspire siya. Kasi alam niyo naman, yung ating ambassador, everything that has something to do with the Filipino community dito, na-excite siya. No? So she's very happy. No? So I will send it to you. Tsaka ano, sa June 7, no, dito sa Auckland, meron tayong malaking event, no, yung Philippine Independence Day, ASB Showgrounds. Will Alon Dragon be there yung sa event? Meron ba kayong booth or ano?
We don't have a booth, but definitely some of our members, if not all, will join there. It's already booked in our calendars sa Alon Dragon calendar namin. And then so that we can go there and probably like give out posters and then...
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what we did nung ano po, Kuya Rene. Nung nakaraang weekend, meron yung Takapuna Filipino Food Festival.
Ah, yes, oo.
So, pumunta lang din kami doon para syempre makakain din kami ng Filipino food na mga kinikrave. Di ba? Kinikrave natin na hindi naman natin nagagawa araw-araw. So, pumunta kami doon. Tapos, we also just sent flyers, gave flyers away. And then, also, we spoke to some of the booths, yung mga food booths, as nagpaskil kami ng ano. So that was really good because from that, we were able to have a lot of inquiries as well and then a lot of people were very interested to join.
Very good. Kasi si ano, si Mel Fernandez, no, yung publisher ng Filipino Migrant News, nagpasalamat siya sa akin nung napanood niya yun. I think he is one of your ano, parang silent sponsors kasi sabi niya, sabi niya kasi, thank you kuya for featuring Alon Dragon, sabi niya ganon. So, and he is organizing itong Philippine Independence Day.
Yes.
Nandun din ako kasi may segment ako doon yung mga sumali sa Polyfest, no? Yung winners, no? Perform sila. So, magkikita-kita tayo doon. And also, sorry, and also the ambassador, si Amba Akira, nandoon. So that will be a perfect time.
Definitely.
Tayo lahat, no? So etong ano, etong iyong ano, Black Dragons, no? Yung journey ay, so yung ano, being a member of this is only for this, ano, this event sa July.
Yes, po.
Hindi yung parang, oh, Black Dragons ka na, or Tall Blacks ka na, or All Black, hindi yan, gano'n.
Hindi po, ano so per event po, so either World Championships or Club Crew, there's another one that's called Club Crew World Championships, so yun po, kung kailan sila magpapadala ng national representatives, they would always, the Black Dragons Committee would always open up the trials, to be fair to everyone and give everybody the opportunity to try it out and, you know, see how they fare.
Okay. Meron ba yung ano, Ana? Meron ba yung, ano ba yan? Magkatabi kayo nagpa-paddle o ano
po
ba yan? Magkatabi,
so, kunwari ako po, sa kanan ako nagsasagwan. Meron po akong katabi sa kaliwa.
Kaliwa.
So, it's really, ano talaga, teamwork talaga. Kasi kailangan sabay-sabay, synchronized kayo. Kung hindi po synchronized, hindi naman po aandar yung bangka na maayos.
Tsaka yung isa, ang tigas niya ganun. Ikaw naman parang,
Apo. So, kailangan po talaga yun.
Kailangan, ano.
Tinitraining.
Ano tawag sa'yo? I mean, kasi ako, hindi ko naman siya, ewa, pag basketball, may sentro, may guard, ganun. Meron bang position yan? Yung sa...
Meron po. Meron po. So, kunwari kung sino po yung nasa pinakaharap, ang tawag po sa atin, pacer.
Pacer.
So, yung pacer. Or dito, ang tawag nila, strokes. So,
okay.
Sila ang... So, ang pinakatrabaho ng pacer is, syempre, to set the pace of the race. So, silang magraramdam ng boat na kung bibilisan na ba yung pace, i-increase yung rate, or babagalan yung rate. And then also, ang trabaho ng pacers or ng stroke is to break the water in front.
Ihahawiin.
Hahawiin na muna namin para mas magaan sa mga nasa likod.
Oo.
And then the second man, so yung nasa likod po ng Pacers na nasa second seat, sila naman po, they have to make sure that they follow the Pacers closely. Because parang so that the rest of the boat can follow, like kunwari either yung length ng stroke, yung rate or yung pace. And then we also have the engines who are also in the middle or at the back. Sila usually yung mga powerhouse. So minsan sa races, I had a race before back in Singapore where we would have engines and then they would have like, kunwari pag nagsastroke kami ng regular stroke, sila nagpa-power stroke. So para talagang umaabante yung boat. Parang sila yung magdadala.
Parang
so kailangan
makina,
very
parang...
powerful. Opo, parang sila yung makina. So para magdadrive yung boat.
Eh, ikaw, ano ka, stroke pacer ka na ano?
Usually po, since nung sa Singapore, madalas po na nasa pacer ako or second man, mayroon din naman pong times na nasa likod din po ako na engine.
And dito
po
sa team na to, anong yung, wala pa kayo?
Wala pa po ngayon. But we're trial, parang nagtatry-try din kami na kung sino-sino, para makita kung how the boat sinks and how, you know, we work as one and then which works. So, yun po.
Eh, yung nagtatambol, ano yun? Sa dragon boat ba yun? O ibang...
Opo.
May nagtatambol eh. Ah, okay. May dragon
po.
Boat na.
So, may drummer.
Okay.
Especially po for races. Pag trainings, hindi po siya masyadong common. I think more on sa Asia yung may common na may nakaupo sa harap. Not necessarily nagda-drum. But pag races, everywhere po, kailangan po siya. Kailangan may drummer.
Nasa likod yun, pinakalikod.
Ay, nasa harap po. Nasa harap po siya.
Pinakaharap. Ah, facing you, no? Parang facing you.
Po. Facing the paddlers. Tapos yung nasa pinakalikod naman po na nakatayo, yun naman po yung steers person natin. So sila
yung timon.
Sila po yung timon. So sila yung nagdadirect kung saan yung boat. Isa din po yung very, ano, hindi ko pa yan natututunan na skill na magtimon, pero very ano din talaga crucial part yan at kailangan malakas ka rin kasi kung malakas yung team mo, yung paddlers mo na nagro-row, minsan may iba na nahuhulog na timon kasi masyado malakas yung mga paddlers. So kailangan lagi kang alisto, lagi kang alert na pang magsasagwan.
So ang on a typical race, Ana, gaano katagal yan? 30 minutes, oras, paano?
Iba-iba po ang ano, iba-iba po ang race distances. So, meron pong race distances na 100 meters, but usually po 200 meters, 500 meters na race. There would also be races na 1 kilometers or 2 kilometers. Ang longest race that I've done before was 10 kilometer race. So, that was like 50, 51, 52 minutes of non-stop paddling and in a very competitive
ano,
race.
No? 50, ano? 50, ano
52,
yan?
51, 52 minutes of continuous paddling. So, walang hintuan.
Wow.
So, halos isang oras ka nagsasagwan.
Oh, wow.
Yun po. So, iba-iba po yung ano. And then, also, that iba-iba rin po, may tawag po kaming race progression. So, bawat event po or bawat karera, iba-iba po ang race progression. In some countries po, meron tayong parang qualifying heats or elimination heats. So, lahat ng mga teams magkakarera. Tapos, kung sino po, kunwari usually in one heat, may mga 4 to 6 teams. Tapos, kunwari kung sino yung top team doon sa heat na yon, sila magpo-progress to the next round, to either semifinals, and then, so ganun po. So, iba-iba po ang race progressions sa iba't iba pong race events. So, meron pong ganun na qualifying heats, tapos ang next na, pag na-qualify ka, semifinals, then grand finals. Meron naman po, dito po sa New Zealand, ang very common po na race progression is everybody gets 2 rounds of racing. So, 1 round you compete with 4 or 5 other teams. And then, ito total yung time mo sa both rounds. And then, sino yung pinakamabibilis that will qualify for the semifinals or the grand finals.
Yung pala, Ana, lahat ng parte na, I mean, sports, no? So, kailangan malakas ka, no? Yung pati pag-iisip
Opo.
Mo,
no? Opo.
Yung strength mo. Pati yung paa, di ba? Kasi, di ba, pag ano kayo, parang maano nang yun sa paa and everything.
Tama po yun. Alam mo, Kuya Rene, ang pinaka-misconception about dragon boating is that it's a sport that only uses arms. But actually, it's a sport that uses the whole body. Kasi hindi nakikita ng mga tao na hindi lang siya kamay eh. Kasi pag ginawa mo lang ng braso mo, mapapagod din yung braso mo. So it uses like your larger muscle group. So yung upper body, buong upper body yan. Lats mo, lahat gumagalaw. Yung core, yung obliques gumagalaw. And pati yung legs. So akala ng mga tao, braso-braso lang ang dragon boat. Pero pati yung legs, nagpo-push yung legs para may footrest sa bangka. Tapos pinupush. So yun yung parang force mo for the to move the boat as well.
Now, dun sa mga nanonood, nakikinig sa atin, gusto nila sumali mo sa dragon boat o sa Alon Dragon, ano yung pinaka age, no, yung pinaka bata na pwede, tsaka pinaka matanda kagaya ko kung pwede pa, yung mga ganun.
Sa Alon Dragon po, and I think any teams here in Auckland under Auckland Dragon Boat Association pwede pong mag-join any age, but if you're, I think for the minors, I think 15, basta kailangan tumi-consent from the parents.
Okay.
Yeah, but then we're open also to all ages and all fitness levels as well. We have a lot of members who just started paddling a few months ago and they have been competing and already had podium finishes or had medals in the last races.
Wow, very good. Ano nga yung Facebook page nyo para dun sa mga gustong sumali? Alon Dragon Philippines ba yun? Parang...
Yes, Alon Dragon Philippines po.
One word lang yun, ano?
Three words po.
Three words.
And
okay.
Then, sa naman po, Instagram, we also, it's the same po, Alon Dragon Philippines. And TikTok as well.
TikTok, oo. Ito yun, ano? Yan? Ayun ba yun?
Zed po yung last
Z
letter.
Pala, Z, Z.
Filipinos in NZ.
Oo. So may TikTok din. Ano yung nasa TikTok? Ano yung nasa TikTok?
Parang mga fun content lang po, mga sayaw-sayaw, yun yung puro sa TikTok. If you want more information about it, you can head over to our Facebook account, Alon Dragon Philippines, for that. It says most of everything, like our vision, our mission, who the members are. We started posting paddler profiles so that you also get to know, the people also get to know who are the co-founders and who are the current members of Alon Dragon Philippines.
That's good. Good. Ito, Alon Dragon Philippines.
Yes.
FB, IG, TikTok. Later on, may YouTube na rin yan para
sana nga po.
Lahat over. So, Ana, maraming salamat, no? At giving this opportunity, good luck sa sa yung journey as a New Zealand Black Dragon sa habang nagka-training ka for July. At suportahan po natin si Ana, no, sa mga ito, bigay po ako mamaya dito sa natin, sa programa natin, yung mga contact details, no, yung sino gusto mag-donate, tulungan natin si Ana. Kasi ibang level na to, ha, ibang level na Pilipino ay sumasali sa ganitong klaseng event. Now, as a teacher, Ana, ano ang iyong advice sa mga Pilipino na gustong magturo o nagtuturo dito? Ano ang maipapayo mo sa ating mga listeners and viewers who are teachers or planning to come and teach in Aotearoa, New Zealand?
For siguro yung mga teachers in general, I think pag we would always experience burnout or stress from our work, but I think what's most important is we always go back to our why, to our purpose, why we're doing this, and that gives us a much fulfillment, a self-fulfillment, like why we keep on doing and why you keep striving to be in this industry as well. Kasi hindi din biro ang maging guro, di ba? Kuya Rene, nakakapagod. Very very hindi lang mentally draining, it's also physically draining and emotionally draining at times. So yeah, you always go back to your purpose or to your why you want to do this, why you want to do this job, it's and if it's a calling for you, you know, or if it's, you know, just something that really is your passion, diba?
Mm-hmm.
And then for those who are Filipinos back in the Philippines who are thinking of applying mm-hmm. or going to New Zealand, if you want a good life and, you know, you want work-life balance, I think dito natin makahanap yun. Like, hindi lang, wag pag lumabas ka pa lang dito and nag-drive-drive around ka, ang dami mo makikita ng very, even views, di ba, mga nature. It's very nice to be surrounded with that. And then, very in demand pa rin ang early childhood sector dito. At especially now, nag-open sila yung sa primary schools or like elementary education sector. Very in demand pa rin ang mga teaching dito. And they're still looking for teachers. So, if you're thinking about it, go try. Di ba, madaming opportunities.
Yes. Thank you so much for that. And now for ano, yung sa Along Dragon, sa paddling, ano ang yung mensahe sa mga nanonood? O yung mga fence sitter? Gusto ko yan eh. Gusto ko yan. Ano yung mensahe, Ana?
Mag-join! Nag-join kayo! Everybody is welcome. All fitness levels are welcome. Hindi kailangan na sporty ka. Madami rin ako na experience before na mga teammates na hindi naman talaga sila sporty, but when they tried the sport, they loved the sport. So, yeah, just try it out. There's no harm in trying. Then you can, you know, we also want to build a community here because hindi naman tayo lahat may nandito ang family natin. Some of our families are back home. So it's nice to build a really good community here. And then why not do it through sport? So yeah, just if you're interested and you're thinking about it even the slightest bit, come and visit our Alan Dragon pages and then get our info there and send us a message or yeah.
Maraming salamat muli, Ana. It's been a pleasure, enlightening, no? Napakagandang kwentuhan, chikahan, dalawang normal na tao.
Normal school.
Samuanga normal, Philippine normal.
Philippine normal.
So thank you so much and I'm sure this is not the first and the last time na magkakaano tayo.
Yes.
And then all the help that we can extend to Ana Rodriguez po para sa kanyang journey to go to Germany bilang miyembro po ng New Zealand Black Dragons. So
yes. Thank you, Kuya Rene. Thank you for having this platform, not just for me or for Alan Dragon, you know. It's so much help that you promote all these talents.
Yes.
May it be in arts or in sports or in whatever, like whoever you feature in your podcast. I think it means a lot to be recognized, you know. Kahit na alam natin malaki ang Filipino community, it's so nice to feel recognized for whatever you're very passionate about. Like, whether in Dragon Boat or those who are singing or those who have joined Polyfest. So, thank you for having this platform for all the Filipinos and getting them recognized, not only here in New Zealand, but also back in the Philippines. Maraming salamat po.
Maraming salamat din, Ana. At sa ngalan po ni Ana Rodriguez ng Alon Dragon Group, New Zealand Black Dragons, ako po ang inyong Kuya Rene, yung kaibigan sa inyong papawin. Nagpapasalamat po dahil pinayagan nyo kami ni Ana pumasok sa inyong mga tahanan, sa inyong mga puso sa mga panahon na ito. Maraming maraming salamat. Thank you. Take care and God bless. Goodbye for now.
Kasi nga pare-pareho lang naman tayo. Sinong niloko nyo? Mga mapaglaro. Ikaw ang may kasalanan nyo naman kung ba't kayo iniwan. Kung masasabi na lang namin ay bahala. Tapos tayo dyan. Oh, oh. Lagi na lang akong nasasaktan. Bahala kayo dyan. Sinusunod naman ang utos nyo, ang gusto nyo. Pero bakit di pa makontento? At nakakasawa na ayoko na. Lahat kayo magagaling. kita para pag naglukok hindi mahahalata. Tapos ulit-ulitin lang, ako naman tong sitang ako lang. Pero ngayon ako'y nagising na di na magpapabola pa, bahala kayo dyan. Kaya naman kayo diba, pag nakuha na ang gusto, aalis na lang, hahanap ng iba. Ganyan naman lahat iba, pag nakuha na ang gusto, mawawala na lang, nandun na sa iba. Galawan nyo kasi alam ko na, naloko na ko dati di na mauulit pa. Kaya huwag nyo nang balakin pa, na sakin kayo ay makaisa. Sa isa, kasi nga pare-pareho lang naman tayo. Sino niloko niyo? Mga mapaglaro. Isalanan niyo naman kung ba't kayo iniwan. Masasabi na lang namin ay bahala kayo dyan. Ako ay sawa ng umasa sa mga tulad niyo. Wala nang kabang pag-asa na maayos pa to. Relasyon na tinawalang halaga sa mga tulad yun na mapaglaro. Hanggang kailan ba ako maghihintay? Tamang buhay na lang bang malulumbay nyo? Ayoko nang masaktan kung wala namang kaguluhan. Kaya bahala kayo dyan. Di na ako apektado sa mga ganyan.
Di na ako padadala sa mga salita. Nasakta na dati pero naka-move on na. Hindi nyo na ako maluloko pa. Mga galawan nyo'y aral ko na maisahan nyo ay malabo. Hindi ako yung tipo ng babae na basta't magpa-cute ka lang ay agad madadali na. Huwag ako iba na lang, di nyo ko malilin lang. Di madadala sa bola, di mapaglalaruan. Wala kong panahon para sa mga tulad nyo. Akala nyo naman kasi papasa kayo, kaya bahala kayo dyan. Sa'kin maglaway ka lang, kahit umiyak ka pa, hindi ka na babalikan.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.